My life is filled with illumination. And it's wonderful. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. My life is filled with inspiration, with illuminations, with happy thoughts. And how do I know this? And how can I be sure that I really am filled with these illuminations? Well, I take out a little book. Actually, a pretty big book. And every day, I write down everything that could be conceived of as an illumination. Now, what could be conceived of as an illumination? I had a friend in Hawaii who was a student and a lovely lady, and she wrote in her letters so often the letters O-I-C. And at first, it didn't dawn on me what she was talking about. And then I realized, that's her illumination. O-I-C. Every time she would send an O-I-C to me, it was an illumination. It was an awareness. It was awareness of a wonderful experience. She and her husband had been married many, 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 many years and had a very sensitive, caring relationship. And perhaps they had their ups and downs, but basically they loved each other very much. And one day she had an experience that she didn't believe in her husband for something. And she didn't want that non-belief. It was something the neighbors were talking about. And so she confronted her husband and she asked him, were you a part of that? Did you actually say that? Did you actually do that? And her husband said, what do you think, dear? Do you think that that's in my nature to say that? That that's in my nature to do that? And she said, actually, no. And he said, well, why do you ask the question then? Well, they said this, they said that. And the husband said, when you believe in somebody or something, you never hear a contrary remark. But when you have any little moment of doubt, then you bring those ideas into your consciousness and doubt in everything in your world manifests. Doubt in your husband, doubt in your family, doubt in your world, doubt in everything. And she thought about that. And she thought about it for a number of days. And then she wrote me a letter and she said, I had a lovely OIC experience because I know my husband. We've been married all these years, almost 50 years. We've been married all these years and we're a happy couple. And we have our ups and downs and we have our circumstances. But wow, you know, that's not his nature. In all those years, there was never even an indication that he would use language like that or he would speak in that direction. And how could I for one second believe that that was true of him? And she wrote down that OIC experience. The OIC experience is, I believe in what I know to be true. I believe in what I know to be true. It was a sort of a rational, simple statement, but it made a big change in her life. Because then she started relating that to the gossip that the neighbors often spread around. They'd often speak things about other neighbors and say other neighbors were doing silly things. And she would listen far too often and say, oh, yeah, I can see. Now, with this OIC experience with her husband, she realized how terrible that can be and how it can destroy people, how it can destroy relationships. And so, from that day on, she remembered her OIC experience and she said, I believe in me and all that I know to be true. My husband is part of me and I believe in him and I know it to be true. My neighbors, I see them as I see myself. They are my reflection. And if I see them or talk about them or hear about them in any negative sense, that's me. That's me. Ugh, ugh, ugh. And she said it was one of the most beautiful yet hard understandings that she'd ever come to in her life. Because just casually, through the years, she believed what her neighbors said. She believed how they talked about other neighbors because they knew, they saw it happen. They were aware. And come to find out, as we all find out, they didn't know. They heard the rumor somewhere or something was contrary to their way of looking at things. And so they took that person for a whole experience of not of their way of looking at things. And that person had no attitude in that way at all. Now, how do you do this? Well, when we have our book and write down our OIC experiences, we come to realize that we are illumined every day with beautiful concepts and beautiful thoughts. One, I like me, and we say that so often because that is our truth. Another, all is in divine order. What more could one ask for? For divine is the fulfillment of everything. All is in divine order. And as we speak just those two simple statements, we can have an OIC experience, we can have an illumination, and realize, hey, that puts it all together. Anything else we say is fine. I am peace. All my world is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and on with all of our beautiful affirmations. But if we have an OIC experience about each one, then we move on. And we build that into our consciousness until we are a living expression of illumination at all times. And it only comes because we determined to start keeping track of all of our illuminations, as many as we could, and we realize, man, we have a lot of them. Our life is really good. And you know, that's true for all the world. For that's the only way I can see the world as beautiful and good, fulfilled and wonderful now. Get your book. Write down your illuminations, your OIC experiences. And watch how they multiply. Sometimes there'll be repeats, but most of the time they'll come up with something sparkling new that will just make your day and make you feel fantastic. Have a lovely day, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.